Half of all medical complaints in Australia are generated by just 3% of the doctors. A Melbourne University study has identified the pattern, and the researchers are calling for medical authorities to use the figures to tailor an intervention system that will protect patients. Martin Cudahy has our report.
Within the broader health industry, doctors who are repeat offenders are given labels.
Some of them call these doctors frequent flyers, some call them doctors in difficulty, some call them high-risk doctors.
Dr. Marie Bismarck is from the School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne.
Insurance companies, medical councils, sometimes large employers, they're all aware that there is this cluster of doctors who account for a disproportionate share of problems.
The doctors who've earned those names have now been identified. The largest study of its kind has pinpointed those responsible for half the medical complaints in Australia. It's a small group, about 3% of all doctors.
Healthcare complaints are not random events. That certainly for individual doctors it may feel as though a complaint comes out of the blue, but that when you look across the workforce as a whole, there are clear patterns.
That seems a bit like common sense. Are your findings just backing up common sense?
I guess in a way they are, and that's sometimes what research does, that we worked very closely with the commissioners who had an intuitive sense that this problem existed, but they didn't have an evidence base to work from.
Dr. Steve Hambleton is the head of the Australian Medical Association. He says there is a huge range of medical complaints, not all refer to clinical problems.
We don't know what the level of complaints are, because these come from the complaints commissions, and they can be quite low level, and they're often resolved. And we don't know how many of these get passed on to medical boards. So it may not be about improper practice. It may well be just personality issues, or it may be interpersonal relationships, or it may be excessive waiting.
One way of looking at this study is if you want to get rid of half of all medical complaints, just get rid of those 3% of doctors.
Well, that's right. And again, we don't know what the level of the complaints are, but we do need to use all the sources of information that we're getting to actually provide that early feedback and make a difference.
Professor David Studdett is the leader of the research group at the University of Melbourne.
We did break the complaints up into types, those that dealt with clinical care, those that dealt with communication issues, those that dealt with sexual boundary issues, and a variety of other types. However, it's not possible to say within those types which are reasonable or meritorious and which are kind of junk complaints.
If we can just extrapolate on that, was there any patterns that emerged when you started looking at the types of complaints?
Yeah, so what we did was we redid all our analyses looking just at those that appeared to be more serious on their face based on the types of issues involved. And what we found was that there was the same lumping of complaints into a small group of doctors.
The findings also indicate which doctors are likely to be the subject of further complaints. Not surprisingly, practitioners who've already had complaints can expect more of the same.
We think it's possible to try to predict who those people are going to be ahead of time. So for commissioners and regulators and indemnity insurance organisations, we think this presents an opportunity for them to intervene early in addressing the behaviours of some of these practitioners rather than wait for them to accumulate large numbers of events.
So how would they intervene?
Well, there's a variety of approaches that are used around the world to deal with doctors who have problems with patients. There are the standard ones like continuing medical education and retraining. But there are also quite sophisticated approaches now that involve taking doctors through modules that help them understand how to relate better to patients and how to deliver better care.
That's Professor David Studdett from the University of Melbourne, ending that report by Martin Cudahy.